This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The voices that you love to hear, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, I'm assuming that that's the case. Otherwise, why would you be listening? If you like to hear the voices, like to hear the thoughts, like to get into whatever activities there are that surround you while you are listening to the TJV program. Wednesday, the 30th of May. Gee whiz, Jennifer. The 30th of May is upon us. One more day, and it'll be June busting out all over. Won't that be exciting, huh? Yabunga. All right. So Jennifer is here and Victoria is here. Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
I'm chuckling at your busting out all over.
June is busting June. Out all over. Yes. Okay.
I think it's spring, isn't it?
Spring is sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. That used to be the old thing we would say. And back in the moldy, oldy times. Okay, so
hopefully your girlfriend isn't in North Carolina this morning. There's some fallout of...
my girlfriend doesn't exist, whether in North Carolina or Ethiopia. All right, so what do we have?
Well, thousands of people have been evacuated early this morning after a mudslide caused by heavy rains and raised fears about the integrity of a dam in North Carolina. It is right below Lake Tahoma, and residents have been ordered to evacuate after an engineer inspected the dam and believes that the dam will have some serious damage to it and rupture. Mm-hmm. And the city is called Marion, and it's in McDowell County. McDowell County itself is actually trending right now on Twitter. The National Weather Service said a flash flood emergency is in place, and 7,800 people have been ordered to evacuate, and the other town next to it is Old Fort, which has a population of another 900. And this is 36 miles east of Asheville, North Carolina, where this is happening. And this is all, of course, some fallout of they got 4 to 6 inches of rain in 24 hours. It's caused significant and life-threatening flooding, and they say this is the levels of this dam have not reached, the water has not reached this high of a level since 2004, which was Hurricane Francis and Hurricane Ivan. They were kind of back-to-back. So more fallout from subtropical storm, not even Tropical Storm Alberto. This is subtropical storm. But, of course, we've seen the flooding, what it's done in Ellicott City, Maryland. That's still something that we've been following. And that damage is just, oh,
yep,
it's devastating.
Lots of messes. Mother Nature, the volcano, that seems to be, although whether it's dissipating or not, and it seems to...
I think it's getting worse, isn't it?
Nobody's talking...
More fissures have opened, I thought.
Yep. Yeah. And they're saying that the lava is moving really fast, which is unusual. It usually moves pretty slow, and so they're having to pull people out of the way pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
And
that's why
remember,
you don't live on an island. Where are you going to go when the lava comes?
You go to the next island. Tourism is up on the other islands and down, as you might expect, on the big island. Which
but you can't go in the water anywhere near it, right? Because it makes the water temperature so hot.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's dangerous to even be anywhere near it.
Yep. And it's dangerous to roast marshmallows over the eruption.
Yes, that's not advised.
Okay, no, the United States Geological Survey.
Isn't that funny, though?
Says there was a Twitter user who asked, is it safe to roast marshmallows over volcanic vents, assuming you had a long enough stick, or would the resulting marshmallows be poisonous? The reply was, quote, we're going to have to say, no, that's not safe. Please don't try. Not only would it be unsafe, but the marshmallows would taste badly as well. Sulfur dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, yum.
People are geniuses, aren't they? Let's go roast some marshmallows.
Yeah, in a volcano.
So they're our newest nominees for the Darwin Awards, right?
Hazardous eruption is imminent. underway or suspected, as you suspected, Jennifer.
What was your first clue?
Yeah. People are
spewing lava that's like flowing into the air.
You know, it brings me around to wanting to talk for a second. I know you have something else, but I want, and I know this is trending too. The reason Roseanne would say or put into a tweet something as stupid as she did, it just makes you wonder. You know, it brings us around to really understanding better, perhaps. Even though I don't understand, I know she's an angry woman and has been chanting stuff all over the place for a long time. And the fact that it turns out, not only was it the number one new show, but in some ways, depending on the demo, the older demos, it was number one in the demo, period. Very close to the success of NCIS in terms of being in that position, ratings-wise. So the fact that she feels so compelled, and what this does, and I say this to everybody, Jennifer and Victoria, because the ardency, if that's the right word, the compulsion that people on both sides were so angry, feel like they have to say something as abhorrent and repugnant with the anger and the tone that she did. It shows how out of control some people are on both sides. This anger, the vitriol that comes from people on both sides, this is the kind of stuff that gives the left lots of fodder to hoot and holler, and then the people on the right say, oh no, this was a setup. You know, the liberals that run Disney didn't want her on the air anymore. She was too successful. Come on. Let's stop the BS. Let's get back to the bottom line here. This is an angry, ignorant comment from what apparently is an angry, ignorant woman. And what did you think was going to happen? Go ahead.
The thing that makes me sad is that this show was really good, and that there were a lot of people relying on it for their income.
Living.
And right now, because she is on the wrong side of the political aisle, they have stripped all of the shows off of reruns for CMT and TV Land and all the places that actually were airing the original Roseanne series. And so now, not only is the show canceled, but now all of the livelihoods for people who were relying on that. I would think of the girl who played Becky, the people who didn't go on to big careers Sarah Gilbert or John Goodman were relying on that money for their future, and now that's been torn away. I think what she said was gross. And I think ABC has a right to pull the show if they want to do that, if they think that's the best business move for them. What I thought was funny and laughable is that yesterday it was like the only thing going on. Here we are minutes away from a North Korean talk. Here we are, you know, with all of these big news stories brewing, and it was like the only thing on television. It was the only thing on Twitter. And I would just ask people who think that they're not acting politically and they're just acting fair and just, did you do that when Kathy Griffin? Did we spend as much time when Kathy Griffin did it? Did we spend as much time on the woman who
Kathy
was
Griffin's
inappropriate?
Over.
Yeah,
well, and look, Griffin's career ended so quickly.
But
did
we talk about it for 24 hours?
She's not nearly as big as this. This is a much bigger story. This was the most popular show on television. That's like Doug.
Yeah,
this is Kathy Griffin. It was she could never scratch the surface of the success of Roseanne.
It's the same kind of thing, though. I mean, just to finish up, and then I'm totally curious to hear what you have to say. To me, it was like every time I turned on TV, it was yesterday the big story. This is a TV show that got canceled. I mean, it was the biggest show on television for what, the last 2 months?
The season.
Yeah. So I don't know. It seemed like it was made into maybe a bigger deal. I kept saying, okay, so she said something awful and ABC got rid of her. Next, sort of. But it seems like it's being used again for political fodder.
It is.
And she's being called a racist. And look, I understand.
Well, that's a very racist comment. She is racist.
Well, it's a racist comment. But, you know,
but she's also made the same comments, like, for years. She deleted Susan Rice from the Obama administration. She called her a man with big, hairy ape balls. She loves calling black people apes. I mean, that's just...
Although Valerie Jarrett's not a black person, which made me laugh about this even more. She's Iranian.
She does have African-American relatives. Like,
yeah.
Her grandfather was black, and so she is...
Right, she's still dark-skinned.
Yeah.
And that's the.
And I don't think Roseanne was on Ancestry.com to figure out what Valerie Jarrett was. She looks African American. That's what. That's
clearly
what
she
took a target at.
Drunk or something? I don't know.
She was on Ambien, is what she's claiming.
Yeah, who tweets about Valerie Jarrett in the middle of the night? It's just bizarre.
Well, she's claiming she was on Ambien.
Who even remembers Valerie Jarrett?
Well,
the circumstances.
Look, there are a lot of things you can say about Valerie Jarrett if you really don't like her. There are a lot of things you can say, but you don't need to just go and name call and say racist, horrible things. Like, it's just
you don't need to, but there's a that's the point I was making.
She's compelled.
There's and I agree with you. There's a
compulsion. I've got to say this. I have to get this out of my system. Why? Or that's the question on both sides, I would say. I thought it was interesting the comments that she directed toward Hillary, toward Chelsea Clinton, and the connection. what really I chuckled about it is this is the part of it was back and forth between not only it wasn't really much back and forth on Valerie Jarrett, but there was back and forth about Chelsea Clinton between Chelsea and Roseanne on Twitter, and for whatever the reason why she felt that she needed to take a shot at Chelsea, when again, here's somebody who is extreme. If you don't like her mother, okay. But Chelsea's very popular, and she was always a good kid when she was in the way. And I think she's a pretty solid human being from what I gather. I don't know her personally. I met her once, and I thought she was lovely. But having said that, why do we have, okay, then after this back and forth, then Roseanne sort of takes another swipe at her with an apology, and because she called her Chelsea Soros Clinton, making reference to George Soros, and then Chelsea nicely went back, no, my middle name is whatever her middle name really is. And then somebody went to Snopes to vet what Chelsea's real name is. Interestingly enough, George Soros funds Snopes. And I just, that's the irony, what you know, because you maybe know too much. Anyway, it's the back and forth, it's the up and down, it's the anger. Everybody needs to chill out. They won't, because the news media wants to, at this point, they're on there's a crash heading towards some reality here. Sooner or later, the way all this information or whatever you want to call it is being presented is going to blow up in the faces of lots of people. But in the meantime, it's Jennifer, well, both Jennifer and Victoria said, it's ruined the careers of a lot of people. John Goodman would be fine.
People.
He keeps going.
Yeah.
But some of the more minor players who...
Look at the crew. They'd already been renewed for season two. All these people thought they had income, and now it's stripped out from under them.
Yeah.
And that's really the secondary, almost 1A storyline here, and that's really, really sad. And there have been other politically charged actors. Martin Sheen leaps to mind with The West Wing. He is as left as you can get, marching and everything, before it was even a thing with pee hats and
he never
March
made
for Our
fun
Lives.
Of it. I never
but
saw him
he,
make
but he
fun
toned
of
it. He, but what he did was he made a conscious effort to scale back all of his own rhetoric because he knew that the cast of The West Wing would be jeopardized if he went too far. And that's being responsible for your castmates and your fellow, you know, your colleagues. And Roseanne just had no regard for that. And that's really a shame for all those other people.
I think it's dangerous when we can't verbalize and we can't actually talk about our issues with policy. And instead, we just go for dislike of somebody and name calling. It just doesn't work. You have to be able to verbalize what you're upset about and not just shout names of people.
We've said what we need to say. The comments will come. You can follow us if you have comments, at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, and at Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program at 20 minutes past the hour.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Change at the hour. This is the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. Last night on television, let's see, what did I watch last night on television? I didn't get any NCIS in. I'm sorry. Apologize for me.
So we don't get our rerun NCIS report?
No rerun on that. Actually, I didn't. What did I watch? I didn't watch much of anything. We had a late night out. That is. Daisy May and I, and she got a hold of some food that had been on somebody's grill. The kids that live in the apartment on the farm were cooking on a grill, and she got a hold of some aluminum foil that had food on it, and she was busy chewing up that and trying to get it away from her. I'm assuming she has a strong constitution, and it'll keep coming out.
Oh, boy.
The other end. But that was my television last night, trying to figure out how to get the... And there actually was something... That I watched the history of war and what war is all about. PBS is, because it's Memorial Day week, doing a lot of stuff that has to do with war and preparation for war and how people get ready to go and die. I mean, it was really it's not black, and I mean the skin color. It's not dark, but it wasn't uplifting. It was pretty factual, actually, as much of the stuff is that's over there. And I find myself from time to time, when I check, do a channel surf, seeing things like that, I'll stay and watch for a while until I get discouraged, and then I just kind of go away. But the history of war, history of our planet, history of mankind, is not really... we haven't done a great job as a species of holding on to what is so precious and dear in terms of our planet. Anyway, so that's that. What do we have tonight, Jen?
Tonight, it's, maybe the biggest news tonight is that we're saying farewell to the series The Americans. The series finale ends at 10 o'clock on FX. That's Kerry Russell's show, and it's been going for 6 seasons. A lot of people really liked this. It had a big cult following, and it all comes to an end tonight at 10 on FX.
Did they find out that they're Russians?
Maybe spy? So. I can't give it away. That would be a spoiler alert, and I wouldn't.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, right.
Well, not much more to choose from, but on the networks, let's see, CBS, their only new show tonight is Code Black. That's new at 10 o'clock. On the CW, The Originals is new at 9 o'clock. Fox has the premiere of Season 9 of MasterChef, where 43 home cooks compete in the Battle of the Apron Challenge. And on NBC, get yourselves ready, it's American Ninja Warrior at 8 o'clock, followed by Reverie at 10.
I thought, for some reason, Code Black was on NBC. I don't know why. Yeah.
Reverie, that's the...
Code Black is the... it's a medical show. So what's the thing that's black? There's Blacklist. What's the other black show that has black and Black-ish? But there's another show that has that in it, and it's on NBC with that attractive woman who... I have to go look around and see what that's called. But I thought, I've seen Code Black a couple of times, but it's been canceled. This is the last season of it.
Yeah.
I quite like, Rob Lowe is in it, and Harden, who I find quite appearing. Virginia, what's
Marcia
her name?
Marcia Gay Harden.
Marcia Gay Harden. Mm-hmm. I find her very appealing. All right. Music news. We got time for a music story. Let's do Prince here and see what the latest is on the history of Prince. The last piece of property that he owned is up for sale. Private retreat in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The Prince real estate portfolio will be closed after this. This is a house. It's on 5.5 acres. It's a 23,000 square foot property. Surrounded by water on three sides. What a fabulous place this must be. The Star Tribune says the property includes two private beaches, a marina, winding driveway painted purple. He bought it for $13 million. It'll sell for $15. But what a fabulous. That's the Turks and Caicos is a great place to go. And this sounds like a fab place. So, all right, get your money together. Time to bid. 28 after the hour.
Demystifying mindfulness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Mindfulness is all the rage and is certainly in vogue. Mindfulness is not a new age concept or even a mystical one, however. You don't have to sit cross-legged or chant Om or even subscribe to any particular belief system to be mindful. In fact, to be mindful simply means to be aware. That's it. To be mindful is to be aware of what you're doing. Think about it. How many things do you do on autopilot every day? How many times are you thinking about the past or future every moment? To be mindful is to realize that the past is gone, the future can never be reached, and all we ever have is this present moment. The more aware you become of the present moment, the more mindful you are. And the more mindful you are, the more you will excel at anything you're doing. For more on mindfulness, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that the U.S. intelligence community does not believe North Korea honestly wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says a more realistic concession by the North would be for it to scale down its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. That comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing to meet with a top North Korean official in New York City this week, perhaps as early as today, to nail down final details of a planned meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's Valerie Jarrett, the target of a racist tweet by comedian Roseanne Barr that got ABC to pull Barr's show Roseanne. Overnight, Barr tweets that the use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in her lack of judgment in posting that original tweet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The updates continue. Wednesday, May 30th. Today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Ooh-ah! Let's all do our calisthenics. Everybody ready? Up, stand up, and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't hear anybody supporting me in this, so I'll sit back down
again. Well, because it's all you. It's Senior Calisthenics Day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Zing.
We haven't made it there quite yet.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler.
Look,
Keeler,
we're 70 Sarah. Already. You like to do that to me. I'm going to do that to you.
My friend Arthur White, who is a very close friend of mine, has been a close friend for 40-some-odd years, and my lawyer for that long, is celebrating his 70th birthday today, and he wanted to make sure that I knew that by telling me he wasn't going to work. Leave me alone today. 100,000 senior adults will participate in activities across the country today. National Senior Health and Fitness Day, the organizations, well, the special events that take place today will be in some banks, at health clubs, at agencies on aging in your particular town, like we have the senior center here. Some churches participate in hospitals. There are even some setups at shopping centers. That's cool. Park and rec departments, retirement committees, senior centers. So, if you're somebody who wants to be fit, you are a senior, you can get info at national, fitnessday.com/senior. All right, you want to go online, fitnessday.com/senior for more info on National Senior Health and Fitness Day, fitnessday.com/senior. Would you, not you, but would your parents participate? Because I'm old enough to be all of your parents, which is kind of a...
Well, you're very active. I don't consider you, like, you're not in this category. My parents are very active, so, yeah.
I feel, actually, in many ways, I feel more fit now, maybe because I'm thinking about it as much as anything else. And it is. It's not so much the activity. It's what you think about, how your brain works, what your body's doing, all of those things together. I think my voice sounds the same now as it has pretty much through my entire career. My activity level is exactly the same now as it was at any point in my life. I just think it becomes, you know, you get into, are there a couple of things that slow me down? Yeah. Every once in a while, there's a bone that crinkles and cracks and
well, I think constantly bashing your head and your hands is probably not helping the cause.
Yeah, well, I'm being much more careful about my head. And look at my shins there.
That's
I took a shower.
Thing.
Taking a shower last night. I was doing my exercise in the shower. I looked down at my shins because for over the years I've banged into a lot of things, as Victoria is suggesting, and my shins have lots of scars on them. But listen, they're holding
How's
me up.
How's your swollen finger?
It's actually not quite as swollen. I actually took your advice. I don't know why I didn't think about it. It's kind of like one of those dumb moments. I said to Victoria yesterday, I have this kind of, I've always had little bits and pieces of cartilage that will grow at the junctions of my knuckle and my fingers. And it comes and goes. It's sometimes there, sometimes it's not. And so a few days ago, I started feeling this ache in my index finger, for all those of you who want to know how to deal with this. And Victoria said to me, why don't you put some ice on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. So,
she's pretty smart, that one.
I know, right?
Yes, she is. Yes. Thank you, Victoria.
Oh, you're...
A couple of jurisprudence items. Jurisprudence. It's about judges and the law. Justice Department report in the New York Times today shows that Purdue Pharma, that makes OxyContin, knew about the drug and its abuse in the first years that it was on the market, but claimed it wasn't aware of widespread misuse until after it was released. But the Department of Justice has been investigating this, and they found that Purdue got reports the pills were being crushed and snorted, stolen from pharmacies, and that some doctors were being charged with selling prescriptions. Internal notes from the company show that it knew about Oxy getting snorted and sold on the streets in 1977.
Wow, I didn't think it even existed in 1977.
I didn't either. No.
Jeez.
There's another report in 2006 that says Purdue continued to market Oxy as, quote, less prone to abuse and addiction than other prescription opioids, which is a complete lie. And they acknowledged internally they knew about the reports of abuse. And so, the,
now, this is not Purdue related to the chicken, right? Because you said Purdue, and then it made
Purdue
me think of the chicken,
right?
Right.
No,
okay.
No. So the feds are going to indict the executives of Purdue today on felony charges, conspiracy to defraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, there have been moves to sort of do this before when George Bush, the son, was the president, 2007. And so this, the reason that I'm focused on this is because this comes up again as the growing opioid epidemic gets worse and worse and worse. Prescription opioid overdose death, 10%, up 10% last year. 10% more dying last year that were on opioids than the year before. Wow. Aaron Persky, the judge, speaking out because he's going to be tossed out of office next week. Remember him, the judge in California that gave Brock Turner a short, was he in jail for a week or something, or time served?
A month. After this, right, 2 months.
Kid was found guilty of sexually assaulting an unconscious young woman. Global outrage, raising questions about his ability to be on the bench and politics in the courtroom. So he hasn't been exactly open about all of this, but now the campaign to remove him from the bench is coming to a head next week with the election. He was interviewed on television. He defended the sentence. Quote, if a judge is thinking in the back of his or her mind, how is this going to look? How will it look on social media? Will I be vilified on cable news? That's the wrong avenue. We can't do that. We shouldn't do that. Anyway,
I agree with that statement, but how do you still, when this kid was up for, what was it, 10 years or something, and you get 2 months? Like, how, I still don't understand how you can justify that ruling. I think that's really where the outrage came from.
What outraged me was seeing the smirk on the kid's face when he left the courtroom. That's really what,
like,
I wasn't so much outraged about this, about the judge at the time as I was this kid that you wanted to kick in the crotch. When you look at the face that he displayed as he walked out of the courtroom, it's, you know. So
now, was he up for election now, or was this, is he being recalled?
No, this is a recall.
Because there were so many people who signed the petition.
Yeah.
And I think they needed, I don't remember what the number was, I don't want to make it up, but there was a lot of signatures that were needed in order to put him up on the ballot or to have him be in that position. So I guess
Jennifer, the Californians. Commission on Judicial Performance concluded there wasn't clear or convincing evidence of bias or judicial misconduct. And they've been floating that around. They haven't. He has been. They said, quote, when we make a decision on a civil or criminal case, we're always disappointing one side or the other. And so if one side or the other is disappointed, they're able to generate outrage and get it on social media, raise a lot of money based on one decision. It's just that it may not be right.
Well,
that's Persky saying that.
The law.
If a million people signed the petition to get rid of this guy.
A million, wow.
A million people.
And
people
have raised. The law depending.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I just am looking at how much money the campaign to recall the judge raised $1 million to get rid of him. He raised $400,000 to keep himself on the bench. So who the hell's putting that money up?
A lot of people want favorable rulings.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. Jen, what did you start to say?
No, I was just saying that a lot of, with so many people who, it's very hard to prove that a judge is not acting because of some loophole or some precedence that's already been set in the law. So the one thing about California that makes it a little bit, I guess maybe one of the good things that we have going on in the state is that we do elect our judges. And so every couple of years they come up for election and all of their records are public. So that's really, forget spending all this money and collecting all these signatures, get the campaigns to get people to vote them out because that's how you get these people in and out of office.
Yep.
Now, does that go on a statewide, does that go on a statewide ballot or just in the area that he's in? Like in his jurisdiction.
The area that you're in. Yeah, it's in the jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, did somebody else have a judge? You had, Victoria.
Yeah, David Copperfield. Remember that story? We talked a few weeks ago. David Copperfield in Vegas. He has this magic trick or illusion where an audience member is on stage with him 1 minute, and then the next minute they're in the back of the room or maybe vice versa. But anyway, this one guy who's a British guy, he was in the audience. He was pulled in to do this, to participate in this illusion, and it turns out the trick is you just walk through a dangerous kitchen underneath the hotel, and then you appear on the stage. And he hit his head a few times, and he had some brain trauma as a result. So he sued David Copperfield and the casino where the hotel, the MGM Grand Hotel, which is where the show is. And a judge actually found that David Copperfield was negligent, but that he is not financially responsible for this guy's injuries. So that's kind of an interesting verdict. It's like, yeah, he's guilty, but yet he doesn't have to pay anything.
Yeah. Guilty, but not so guilty. Guilty, kinda.
Guilty, kinda, right.
Yeah, exactly. 45 past the hour. Sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, a thought about Calotren, Calotren, and how it works. If you take Calitrin to bedtime, which is when you're supposed to do it, and you go right to bed, in the first 90 minutes of your being asleep, your body goes through rejuvenation, repair, and regrowth. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair, regrowth stage, helping to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Strong, lean muscle assists your body in burning fat and sugar more effectively, resulting in weight loss. The high quality of this product, I endorse things when they intrigue me. And this intrigued me. When these people first came around a couple of months ago and said, what do you think about this? And at that time, I still had my roly-poly from the wintertime, and it bothers me that I have this roll that I get every winter, and I work to get rid of it. This has made it so easy for me. I have now I'm down to, I've lost another pound in the last couple of days. I want to be, for somebody my age and my height, I need to weigh less than 170, 167, 168, somewhere in there. I haven't been at that weight for probably 2, maybe 3 years. But now, I have more muscle because I'm working at it harder. And taking this stuff at night, I just got on the scale when I got up a couple hours ago, and I felt and looked at it and said, oh, wow, I'm down to 174, 173.9 actually, and it's because of this Calitrin and how well it works. It isn't, there's no drugs, there's no stimulants. It's completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So if that's enough of a way to get you onto the program, go to toploss.com. You get 10% off. Three bottles you pay for. This is really kind of cool. You have two different ways of saving money. You get a free bottle when you buy three of them, and 10% off the cost of the bottle that you're buying. That's the deal. It's a good deal. It's a great deal. The fact that makes it even better is that it works. Toploss.com. Get the deal. Use the code DJV. Good folks at Calitrin want to know that you are you're taking this because you heard it here. Call 833-TOP-LOSS, 833-867-5677, or go online to toploss.com for that special 10% deal.
Hey, Sprintern, what are you up to?
Hey, Paul, showing you the unrivaled iPhone X, and you know what I can do with it?
No, what?
I can unlock it with my face. They call it Face ID. Check it out.
Wow, do you have to make that face when you unlock it?
No, but it's way more fun this way.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that.
Get the unrivaled iPhone X now for just $20 a month. That's 50% off from Sprint. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax credit applied within two bills. iPhone 10, 64GB, $20 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Serena Williams in the sports news, Jen Jen. She's going to return to the French Open. Oh, the
Hollywood. Oui, that's it. That's a big news story. Serena Williams made her highly anticipated return to the French Open, and immediately everyone noticed that she brought back the black one-piece catsuit that she first sported in the 2002 U.S. Open. It was her first major since giving birth, and after her win, Serena was asked about the catsuit, and she said, all the moms out there that had a tough pregnancy and have to come back and try to be fierce in the middle of everything, that's what this represents. You can't beat a cat suit, right? So she showed a little bit of love for all her moms out there who are just trying to get back their normal bodies after giving birth.
Yeah, that's good inspiration. She's working at it. 10 before the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's Tech Talk time now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan in the know and on the go here, technologically speaking. A couple of important stories for us to peruse, including this thing in California. Let them be first once again. Right, Victoria?
That's true. California is rolling out a pilot program that swaps a traditional metal license plate for your car for an electronic display. They're called R-plates, and Sacramento has been the first city to sign up to try out these brand new digital license plates. And they can be user configured to display personal messages, like an electronic bumper sticker or a mini billboard for advertising when the vehicle comes to a stop, upon which the license plate number actually moves to the top right of the display so you can then see what the scrolling message is. It's very Back to the Future Part 2. Moving forward, California's Department of Motor Vehicles plans to offer video plates through car dealers. So, not like the DMV, you can't get those. These types of plates will only come from the car dealership themselves. Here's the problem, though, the sticker shock. This might be cool, and it may sound really, and you will see these in L.A. and probably around in Hollywood, but they are $700. for electronic plates. And there it comes with a monthly fee of $7. And so the first units are going to be used on city vehicles. They'll display public service messages, including information of street closures, amber alerts, things like that. That's a very practical use for these. But they will further incorporate tracking devices that allow owners and law enforcement agencies to locate stolen vehicles. Also kind of a plus. However, that also means you're being tracked everywhere you go.
Of course.
So there's
does.
An upside and a downside.
Right.
You know, there's two sides to every Schwartz. So for its part, Reviver Auto is the company that's making these. They have high hopes for the high-tech tags. They think they'll get as many as 100,000 devices on the road by the end of this year. That's pretty ambitious.
I think that it'd be interesting to watch the police when they have them as they come up behind you. You're under arrest, the plate thing could say.
Right, that's exactly it. Now, one of the cooler parts of this, though, for a regular consumer, the capabilities of the R-Plate are pretty unlimited. You can get automated parking and toll payments done right through your license plate, digital parking permits, personalized messages, so you can have whatever, you can change your vanity plates if that's your thing. I know your son, Brendan, loves vanity plates. He's always posting that on Instagram.
Right.
And so
yeah.
You can get vehicle-specific data, driving
some
behavior,
weird
and
band.
Analytics.
The name of his plate has the name of some weird band on it. I don't even know. I said, what is
on
that?
His own car?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. He always takes pictures of everybody else's vanity plates.
Yeah, I know he does.
But the cool thing is, like, these license plates can be used for commercial businesses. They can track driving behavior of commercial drivers. So that's, you know, instead of how's my driving and someone else is supposed to call the number, this actual digital license plate can track erratic driving and can
really?
Be utilized for mileage and things like that. There are too a lot of
government.
Really great benefits.
Yeah, it's too much government. Okay. Nintendo
well, it's not government,
is.
But okay.
Well, it is the government when it comes to plates. Who's issuing the plates? Who's going to have the information? It's the government. Nintendo re-releasing their NES Classic game console next month.
The Geek Out.
Back in late 2016, Nintendo caused mass excitement and a rush on stores when it released for a limited time the new NES Classic Edition. Now, it sold out immediately and left many frustrated because they couldn't get their hands on this tiny, simple-to-use, modernized version of the beloved 80s console. By the way, it was loaded with 30 classic Nintendo games, too. Well, I've got fantastic news. Nintendo is re-releasing the re-release of the console that everybody loves on June the 29th, and they claim they'll keep it available through the end of 2018. So start saving up your monthly allowance as Donkey Kong, Excitebike, Super Mario Brothers, and all the other outstanding favorites return in the tiny console on June the 29th for $60.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect feeder, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Okay, here's not a great ad for Uber, depending on how you look at it. Maybe a very good ad. What are they doing?
Well, Uber has added a panic button to their app, and this is for the riders only. It directly connects you to a 911 operator. The only problem now, the fact that you're in a moving car, GPS isn't that accurate, so help really can't get to you yet. But apparently it will make riders feel safer, and they are testing out brand new GPS location data in certain cities, and hopefully this will be perfected in the next few months.
Yeah. All right, so, and it does, it might be a good protection for women who want to feel better about riding. Yep, there it is. The technology update on the DJB show at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.